Great.
Okay, for today's shiur, we're going to be talking about halachas related to the building of a sukkah. The Mishnah in Sukkah on the Beis Amud Aleph quotes Machlokas Tanoim. What's the halacha if the sukkah is taller than 20 amos? Rabbi Huda says that it's kshera, and the Chachamim, the Tanakama say that it's psula. Why would the Chachamim say that it's psula? So the Gemara has three different reasons. Rava is the final reason of the Gemara. Rava says that the pasuk in Chumash says Basukas Teshu Shivas Yamim, say midiras keva v'shev bediras arai. The Torah tells us that sukkah is a diras arai. We're supposed to leave our diras keva, our sturdy structures, our houses, and live in a diras arai, live in a temporary structure. So the Chachamim hold that a sukkah that's lamala me esrim amma is psula, because you can't build a sukkah taller than 20 amas that's going to be arai. There's no potential. You can't do that. It's going to fall apart. So it's going to have to be keva if it's taller than 20 amas. So that's why they say that it's psula. The sukkah has to have the potential to be a dira sarai, and taller than 20 amas, it will not have that potential. So that's why it's psula. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's kshera. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds sukkah is a diras keva. Even though you're only living in it ba'ofan arai, you're living in it for a temporary amount of time, only for 7 days. But since there's a chiyuv, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it has a din of a diras keva, so therefore even taller than 20 amos is kshera, because you can make the sukkah in a sturdy, you know, out of sturdy materials. There's no need to make it out of flimsy materials. It has a din of a diras keva, and it can actually be a diras keva. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that even taller than 20 amos is going to be kosher. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda says that sukkah has a din of diras keva, even if you make it in a flimsy way. Right, that it can be made as keva, and it always has a din of diras keva. Nafkamina, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you put up a mezuzah on a sukkah. The Gemara in Yuma, the Daf Yudam Adala, quotes Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about sukkah sachag b'chag. Is it chayv a mezuzah or not? Rabbi Yehuda says that it is chayv a mezuzah, because he says sukkah is a diras keva. That means that it can be a diras keva, and it always has a din of diras keva, even if it's arai physically, even if you make it in a flimsy way. It has a din of diras keva because there's a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv to sit in a sukkah. So even though you're only sitting there for 7 days, it seems like a temporary structure. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it has a din of diras keva. So therefore, it's chayiv in a mezuzah. But the chachamim argue, the chachamim l'shitasim hold that sukkah is a diras arai. It has a din of diras arai. So therefore, it's potter from mezuzah. And that's the way we paskin. We paskin like the chachamim that sukkah is a diras arai. Therefore, it doesn't get a mezuzah. But by the same token, the Chachamim say that you have to have the potential for it to be a diras arai. So if it's taller than 20 amos, it's going to be psula. The Chachamim don't say that you have to make it out of flimsy materials. The Gemara itself, on Dav Beis Amud Aleph, says that the Chachamim agree that even if you make the sukkah out of mechitzos shel barzel, make them out of very strong materials, it still is kosher. All the Chachamim say is that it has to be roi lios diras arai. That you have to have the potential to make it a diras arai. So that's why taller than 20 amas is going to be possible. But if it's shorter than 20 amas, then even if you make it ba'ofen shel keva, the chachamim say that it's okay, it has a din of diras arai, then it's going to be a sukkah kshar. Tosis on that Beis Amud Aleph, here's a kasha, that if the chachamim agree that you can make a sukkah out of sturdy, strong materials, as long as it's less than 20 amas, so why does the Mishnah say at the end of the second parak that if yardu gushamim, it's a simen klala b'chag? And if it rains on sukkahs, that's a simen klala. What's the simen klala? You can make the sukkah in a sturdy way. Make the sukkah with very thick schach and attach the schach with nails in a way that the rain is not going to come through. And then it won't be a simen klala b'chag. It doesn't have to be a simen klala. You know, the rain can come through according to the chachamim. As long as you make the sukkah less than 20 amos, it should be kosher. So why does the Mishnah say that gishamim, that yardu gishamim is a simen klala b'chag? The Tosus answers with the Yisod. Tosus says the fact that the Chachamim claim that roi lios diras arai is sufficient, that's only in the defonos, in the walls of the sukkah. But in the schach of the sukkah, you need arai mamish. It has to really be flimsy. So if you make a sukkah in a way that's so thick, the schach is so thick, that the rain can't come through, if you attach the schach with nails, that's not arai, that's not flimsy. And in the schach, you need arai mamish. It's not enough just to be roi lios diras arai, but it has to be actually arai. So So say Tosfos that's why Yerdu Geshamim is a siman klal b'chag. The impression you get from Tosfos is that the ikar of the sukkah is the schach. Right? So if you say sukkah is a diras arai, the arai of the sukkah has to be in the schach. And that's really what Rashi says. Rashi on Daf Bei says sukkah al shem aschach kruya. Sukkah is al shem the schach, like the pasuk by the Oren, the kruvim masochim achanfeim al kaporos. The kruvim were spreading their wings, sheltering on the kaporas. So you see, sukkah, schacha, it's miloshen schach. So Tosfos holds that the ikar of the sukkah is the schach. This idea of Tosfos that if you make a sukkah in a way that the geshamim, the rain can't come through, the sukkah is psula, so that's what the Rosh quotes for Shem Rabbeinu Tam. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's shita, that it has to be made in such a way that you can have the rain come through. But not everyone agrees. You can disagree with Tosfos, you can disagree with this conclusion that you'll draw from Tosfos in one of two ways. Either you can disagree completely and say that there's no requirement, that the schach has to be flimsy enough, sparse enough, that it'll be able to let the rain through. The Rash, Rabbeinu Shimshon, who was Rabbeinu Tam's brother-in-law, he disagreed with the Rabbeinu Tam and said that the sukkah is kshera, even if the rain can come through. The Hagos Maimani in Hilchas Sukkah and Perakei quotes this sheet of the Rash. So according to the Rash, if you can build a sukkah in a way that the rain can come through, so then the kasha comes back. So why do we say that Yerdu Geshamim is a simen klala b'chag? Tos is kasha. Why should Yerdu Geshamim be a simen klala b'chag if it's kasha? You can build the sukkah in a way that the rain can't come through. So some want to suggest that maybe even if it's kosher to build a sukkah with the rain coming through, but normally it's not done that way. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Tofresh Lamed Aleph Siv Vav says that maybe the Mishnah of Yerdu Geshamim as a Simen Klal B'chag is talking al pi rov, since normally when you put schach on top of a sukkah, the rain is going to be able to come through, so that's why it's a Simen Klal. But it doesn't mean that if you make the sukkah in such a way that rain absolutely can't come through, then it's going to be psula. There's no such requirement b'chlal. So we can explain how Yerdu Geshamim is a siman klal b'chag, and yet building a sukkah which has the potential, which does not have the potential for rain to come through, might still be kosher. In fact, they bring a raya to this sheet of the Rosh that there is no requirement that rain should be able to come through the schach of the sukkah. They bring a raya from the Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis in the second parak. The Mishnah says, "Hameuva kemin bayis avol b'sheina kochavim nirim mitocha kshera." If the schach is so thick, like a bias, like a tikra, like a roof, you can't see the stars, the sukkah is still kosher. So it sounds like even if the schach is very thick, it's still kosher. So just like if you can't see the stars, the sukkah is still kosher. So mistama, even if rain can't come through, it also should be kosher, because you see, mu'uva kemin bias is kosher. That's the raya that some want to bring to the Rash. What's Tosfos going to say to that raya? Tosfos holds that if rain can't come through the sukkah is psula, so how do they understand muva kemin bayis? So what you'll have to explain is that Tosfos distinguishes between stars as opposed to rain. The Mishnah is telling us that if it's muva kemin bayis so thick that you can't see the stars, the sukkah is still kosher. But maybe if it's so thick that the rain can't come through, that's thicker. Maybe if it's so thick that the rain can't come through, maybe that's taka sukkah psula. So it's not necessarily a raya machrachas against Tosfos. Tosfos can deflect the raya. Okay, so this is one way to argue with the Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos. Maybe taka, a sukkah, is kshera, even if rain can't come through. Even if rain can't come through. The other point is that maybe even Tosfos was not so adamant to say that a sukkah that rain can't come through is a sukkah psula. Maybe that's not the key to Tosfos. The Sharatzion in Simen Tofresh Lamegimel, Sivkot and Vav, suggests that maybe the ikar of Tosfos is not the first point, that if rain can't come through, the sukkah should be psula. Maybe the key is that if you are koveya the schach b'masmerim, if you use nails to attach the schach, so then the sukkah is psula. It's not that if the sukkah doesn't allow rain to come through, the sukkah has to be psula. No, if it's a diras arai, you just put the schach on, pile the schach on, it's just arai, so then that should be kosher according to Tosfos. The psul is if you use nails, so that makes it keva. that makes a keva, and that's going to be possible. So the key is not that the sukkah has to have the potential for rain to come through. The key is that you can't be koveya the schach b'masmerim. Maybe that's the key of Tosfos. So according to this again, even if a sukkah is made in such a way that the rain can't come through, maybe it's kosher. Not just because we can argue with the Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos, like the Rashbam's, but maybe even Tosfos wasn't of the opinion that that the sukkah has to have the potential for rain to come through. Maybe the key to Tosfos was that if you kover the schach b'masmerim, that makes it into a diras keva, and that it's a structure of keva, and that's what's going to pass on the sukkah. Lamaisa, it's better not to sit in such a sukkah. Better not to sit in a sukkah that has such a thick schach. Some of the public sukkahs in the hotels, some of the public sukkahs have very thick schach. So it's better not to make it like that. Better to make it in a way that the rain taka can come through. In fact, from the Lashon of the Mishnah even, Kshera sounds like a Lashon of Bidiyevet. Bidiyevet, it's kosher. L'chatchila, it sounds like you really shouldn't do it like that. So it's certainly better not to sit in such a sukkah. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Resh Lamed Aleph, Sivkot and Vav, he quotes those Achronim who hold that if you sit in a sukkah that doesn't allow the rain to come through, it might be possible because of a gzeira d'rabban, an gzeira otu bias, that it looks too much like a bias. So, according to those Achronim, it's taka possible even b'di'evit. So the Mishnah Berurah says you should be machmer for these shitas, but b'di'evit, if you don't have another sukkah, you still can sit in the sukkah that has such thick schach that the rain can't come through. Okay. What is the shear of a sukkah? How big does the sukkah have to be? So the Gemara and Dav Gimel Amud Aleph quotes three opinions about this: Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rebbe. Beis Shammai hold that the sukkah has to be Zayin Tfachim by Zayin Tfachim. That's the width and the length of the sukkah. Zayin Tfachim by Zayin Tfachim. And Beis Hillel says six Tfachim by six Tfachim. The Shaila in the Gemara is whether the shear of the sukkah is that it has to be able to hold Rosho Verubo V'Shulchano. They assume that the Stam Shulchan is a Tefach. Or maybe Rosho Verubo is sufficient. Beis Hillel holds Rosho Verubo is sufficient, and Beis Shammai say that you need no Rosho Verubo V'Shulchano, you need Zayin Tfachim by Zayin Tfachim. Rebbe has a third sheet. The Rebbe says that the sukkah has to be a minimum of Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. Like a din bias for other halachas, for makah. If you don't have a sheer bias, so then there's no chiyuv to make a fence on top of the bias. That's the sheer bias or the sheer of a room to be mechayev in mezuzah. And for other halachas, like the Gemara says on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph in sukkah. We happen to paskin like shitas Beis Shammai. This is one of the exceptions to the rule. The Tosfos points out. We know Yud Ches Dover, the Yud Ches Dover that the Gemara has in Shabbos, the Mishnah is in the first parak in Shabbos, and there are some other exceptions too. So this is one of the other exceptions that we pass on like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. We hold that the minimum shear of a sukkah is Zayin al Zayin, seven tefachim by seven tefachim. A tefach is approximately 3.6 inches, so you can do the math and figure out that somewhere around 25 inches or so, somewhere between 25 and 30 inches. What's the svara of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the svara of the Rabbanan and the svara of Rebbe? So the Gemara says that the Rabbanan, who argue against Rebbe, they hold that sukkah is a diras arai. Diras arai be'inan. So if it's a diras arai, then it doesn't have to be Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. Rebbe apparently assumes that sukkah is supposed to be a diras keva. Right? He follows Rebbe Yehuda Shita. If sukkah is a diras keva, so it should be like every other dira. A person doesn't live in a dira that's not Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. We think even Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos is not too big. But that's the minimum shear, 4 Amos by 4 Amos, is the minimum shear anywhere between 6 and 8 feet. That's the minimum shear of a normal dira for a person, a normal room for a person to be living in. So if sukkah has to be a diras keva, then it makes sense. It should be Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. So we don't paskin like that. So we assume that it can be less than that. Even Rosh of Aruba v'Shulchanu was enough. We paskin like Shitas Beis Hillel. The Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph adds in the Shiurim of the Sukkah, the Mishnah says that the walls of the Sukkah have to be at least 10 Tfachim tall. Why 10 Tfachim tall? So the Gemara talks about this, that either the minimum Shiur for a Mechitza is Asara Tfachim. The Gemara has drushes to try to establish such a principle. And the other reason is a Svara that's given in the Gemara in different places, that the person doesn't live in a Dira Srucha, the person doesn't live in a smelly dira or in a cramped dira, cramped living quarters. So if it's less than 10 tefachim, we assume that's like a dira srucha. That's a dira that no one can live in. So either it's a halacha, that mechitza less than 10 tefachim is not a mechitza, or it's a svara. It's a svara that it's a dira srucha. The Mishnah also says that if there are less than gimel, three gimel defunas in the sukkah, it's psula. Fewer than three walls in the sukkah is psula. The sukkah has to have a minimum of three walls. The walls have to be 10 tefachim tall. And they have to cover an area of zayin tefachim by zayin tefachim. That's the shear of a sukkah. What does it mean, gimel defunas? So the Gemara explains, and the Vav Amibes, that shtayim kilchasan or shlishas afilu tefach. That two of the walls have to be kilchasan, they have to be the right shear. The two walls have to be kamin gam, which is an L shape. Each wall has to be zayin tefachim long in the L. And then the third wall is keneged the other wall of the gam. You have the third wall, it's enough afilu tefach. What does that mean, afilu tefach? So the Gemara explains a little bit of a complicated tefach. That you put the kone, that's a tefach, it's actually not a tefach, it's a tefach shochek, a little bit more, tefach plus, the mashahu, 1.1 tefachim. You put that a little bit less than three tefachim away from the end of the gam, right, from the end of the L. So then you have the 1.1 tefach plus 2.9 is a total of four tefachim. So rove of that side, that's supposed to be zayin tefachim, now is kisasim dami, lavud, halach l'mash misina is kisasim dami. If you have less than three tefachim between two solid objects, that's viewed as a stima. So if you have your tefach shochik, the 1.1 tefachim with the lavud, so then you'll have four tefachim, so four out of seven is covered. And then the Gemara says that you're really supposed to put a tzuras ha-pesach, which is a kona mikam, al gabeyem. You have another stick that's at the end of the zayin tefachim. You put a string on top of the stick attached to this tefach, and that's your full zayin tefachim. Right? That's how the Gemara explains. So it's shtayim kilchasun or shlishas afilu tefach, but it's not just shlishas afilu tefach. It's not like you just put the tefach right next to the gam, but you have to do it in such a way that rove of the wall is covered through lavud kisasim dami, and then you have a tzuras ha-pesach. That's how the chachamim understood the shear for a sukkah. And then in the fourth wall, you don't really, the fourth ruach, the fourth side, you really don't need a wall at all. You can have it for tznius, but mitzad halacha, there's no reason for the wall. That's the shear of a sukkah. We mentioned that the schach is the ikar of the sukkah. So what can be schach? What can you make the schach out of? That's a Mishnah. Mishnah daf yud aleph amid aleph says that the klal is anything that's mekabel tumah and it's en gidula min ha'aretz is posel for schach. It has to be gidula min ha'karka and it can't be mekabel tumah. What's the makor for that? So the Gemara has different makoros. One of the makoros is that it says in the pasuk chag asukos tasel chashiv asyamim ba'aspecha migarncha. So Chazal learned b'psolas garn v'yekev hakosu medaber. B'psolas garn v'yekev, that we're talking about the psolas, the remainder of the garn and the yekev. After you finish with the granary and with the wine press, so what are you left with? You're left with the husk of the grain, and you're left with the twigs. So that's not mekabel tumah. It's gidula min ha'aretz, but it's not mekabel tumah. So that's how Chazal understood that tzchach has to be made from psolas garn v'yekev. It means it has to be gedula karka, but it can't be mekabel tumah. And then there's a third requirement, and that is the schach has to be made from something that's tolosh min hakarka. It has to be gedula karka and ain't a mekabel tumah, but it also has to be tolosh. It can't be mechubel karka. These are the three requirements for schach. How did they used to make schach? So in days of old, they made schach out of tree branches. You got your tree branches from a tree that someone cut down, and that's how you'd have the schach. It's very hard to store the tree branches from year to year, so after a while, they started to make schach out of bamboo. And now they make schach out of mats. Mats are even easier, they're easier to store. So let's talk about some of the shailas that relate to schach. Perhaps the most famous shaila that relates to schach is the question of being mamid the schach on a dover hamakabel tumah. Like the old canvas sukkahs was made out of metal. There was a metal frame, and you put the schach on top of the metal frame. And now they have modular sukkahs that are not necessarily made out of metal, they're made out of plastic and other things. Also, these items are not gidule karka, so they're possible for schach. And you're going to put the schach on top of this kind of a frame. Is there any problem with doing that? The schach will be gidule karka, and it will be einu mekabel tuma, and it will be tolish mina karka. But you want to put it on a frame that's metal, on a frame that's mekabel tuma. Is there any problem with that? So if you're misakech with konim that are mateches, poles that are made out of metal, so that's posel min haTorah. That's an absolute psul because that's not gidule karka. But here you're just being mamid b'davar mekabel tuma. Is that any different? So the source for this discussion is a Mishnah in Sukkah, Mishnah daf Chaf Aleph from Beis. The Mishnah says, "Hasomich sukkoso bekari hamita, machlokes Tanakama Rebbe Yehuda, whether the sukkah is kshera or the sukkah is psula." That's the Mishnah, that if you support the sukkah with kari hamita, with the bedposts, it's a shaila whether the sukkah is kosher or posel. The Tanakama says that it's kshera. Rebbe Yehuda says that it's psula. Why would Rebbe Yehuda say that it's psula? So there are two reasons given in the Gemara. The first reason in the Gemara is because ein lo keva. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Ein lo keva. What does that mean? Ein lo keva. So Rashi explains that ein lo keva means that it's movable. It's not stationary. It's not a diras keva because it's movable. It's mitaltel. It's mitaltel, Rashi says. Rabbi Yehuda Lashitasa, who holds that sukkah has to be a diras keva. That's one svar. Right? That's one explanation to that svar of Ein Lo Keva. The Rush quotes Yerushalmi that explains differently, that we're talking about a case where you don't have 10 tfachim from the mita to the top, to the schach. So if you don't have 10 tfachim, that's why the sukkah is psula. It's interesting. That's what Ein Lo Keva means. That's how the Yerushalmi interprets. But that's only one svar within Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Then the Gemara suggests a different svar. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Samar Sukkos of Akari Amit is psula because Yomami B'davra Mekabel Tuma. The Mita is Mekabel Tuma. Mita is a Kli, it's Mekabel Tuma. Rabbi Yehuda holds that since Yomami B'davra Mekabel Tuma, that's why the Sukkah is psula. Now why should that be true? We had a few interpretations as to what Ein Lo Keva means, so what is Mami B'davra Mekabel Tuma mean? Why should that be possible? So the Ran there explains that it's a psul derabbanan, it's a gzera derabbanan, that we're afraid that if we allow you to be mamid b'davar makabel tuma, to support the schach with walls that are makabel tuma, then you might think that you can make schach out of a davar makabel tuma. So Chazal pasul the sukkah where you mamid the schach b'davar makabel tuma because of a gzera. And the Ran adds that because that's the reason, so one is allowed to be mamed the schach on a stone wall, let's say. Because everyone knows you can't make schach out of stone. It's not shaykh. It's not shaykh for physical, you know, for safety reasons, but no one would think that you can make the schach out of stone. So the Ran says, l'shitoso, if the whole thing is only a gzera, then one should be allowed to be mamed the schach on avonim, on stones. This is the Ran's position, that mamed b'davar mekabel tuma, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is possible because of a gzera d'rabban. But the Bach is medayik from Rashi. Rashi there in Sukkah, that Rashi holds me'ikar adin, mamid b'davar makabel tuma is psula. Why? Because Rashi holds that hakol holech achar hama'amid, that everything goes after the mamid. The schach is nikra al shem hama'amid. If you're mamid b'davar makabel tuma, then it's as if you are mesakech b'davar makabel tuma. And of course, if you're mesakech b'davar makabel tuma, the Sukkah is psula. So mame b'davar makabel tuma is not just a gzeira according to Rashi. No. The schach is nikra al shem ha-mamid. So if you're mame b'davar makabel tuma, it's as if you were mesakech b'davar makabel tuma as well. And that's why it's psula. The question is, how do we paskin? Right? There's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether someone's the cause of Bekar Amita is kosher or apostle. Rabbi Yehuda has a whole discussion in the Gemara about his shita, but the Chachamim happened to say that it's kosher. So how should we paskin? So if you were to ask me, I'd say, Yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim, we should pass like the Tanakama, that there's no problem at all, that the sukkah is k'shera. And in fact, the Balamor paskins like that. But most Rishonim don't. The Rif and many, many Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Yehuda against the Tanakam. What's more, they paskin like the second time that the Gemara gives, that Mame B'davar Makabel Tumah, Rabbi Yehuda holds his Psula, and that's why Soma Sukkosa B'Kari Amita is a Sukkah Psula. That's how many Rishonim, the Rif and the Ramban and the Ran, that's how they paskin. So it's quite a Chiddush, right? They paskin against the Rabbim, like Rabbi Yehuda, and like the second reason that the Gemara gives within Rabbi Yehuda Shita. How do we paskin Lamaisa? Right? The Rishonim, okay, Rishonim take Rabbi Yehuda Shita seriously, but how do we paskin Lamaisa? To the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Sifu Gimel, paskin is like the Tanakama. So Shulchan Aruch says, Asama Sukasa, but Kari Amitas Kshera. So at first glance, there's really no mokum for the whole Shaila of Mame B'Dav Makabel Tumah. We don't paskin like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, so l'chora there shouldn't be any issue. Yeah, but the problem is that the Shulchan Aruch there in Sif Zayin, Tov Reish Lamed Sif Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch is mistapek. What's the din? Can you put the schach on top of a sula? That's the case that he's talking about. Can you put the schach on top of a ladder? So frek the Magen Avram. What's the suffix? The Shulchan Aruch just told you before. Some is the gossip of Kari Amita is kasher. The Shulchan Aruch says that there's no problem with Mamed B'Dav Makabel Tumah, so why over here does the Shulchan Aruch even have a suffix about Mamed Al Gabi Asula? So the Magen Avraham has a discussion, and at the end he answers, one of the answers he gives is that maybe, even if B'Dieved, Mamed B'Dav Makabel Tumah is kosher, but L'chatchila, it's also to do that. L'chatchila, it's possible. So maybe that's why the Shulchan Aruch has this suffix, because L'chatchila, one is not supposed to do so. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch is indicating. But adds the Magen Avraham, but I have a solution to the problem. Even if the Shulchan Aruch is machmel lechatchila not to be mamed b'davar makabel tumah, but if you put a piece of wood between the metal and the schach, then you'll solve the problem. Because then you're not being mamed b'davar makabel tumah, but rather you're being mamed demamed. You have a mamed demamed, a double mamed, so to speak. A mamed of another mamed. Right, the mamed of the schach is really the wood. The mamed, the support of the support is metal. But that's not a problem. Only mamed b'dav makabel tumah, even the field of chumra of the Shulchan Aruch, zok the Magen Avraham, is on mamed b'dav makabel tumah, not on mamed demamed. So therefore, there should be no issue. And he says, it's not me. I'm not being mechadish. There's the Ramban of the Melchamas Hashem, who's the source of this chumra of the shita that the paskin. Like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and like the second reason that Mamed Makabel Tumah is a problem, the Ramban himself says that Mamed Mamed is okay. So says the Magen Avraham, that's why I taina that if you put a piece of wood between the metal and the schach, then everything's okay. The Chazon Ish argues vehemently. This is a very famous Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish, Aruch Chaim, and Siman Kuf Mem Gimel, Oz Beis, the Chazon Ish seems to say that really the problem of Mamed Makabel Tumah is not really a problem at all. It's not really an issue. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Tanakam. If you want to tell me that there's a reason to be machmir, okay. But if you want to be machmir, mamed de mamed is not going to solve your problem. Just putting another piece of wood on top of the metal is not going to solve your problem, says the Chazon Ish. Why? He says, look at the Ramban. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban, there's no magic in the Ramban. The Ramban says that if you have a sukkah on top of something that's not roi for schach, you place the sukkah, let's say, in a tree. So, putting a sukkah on the tree on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be ola into the tree, but on Chol HaMoed, you can go onto the tree. So the sukkah is kshera. Sukkah is kshera. So, but the ilan is not roi to be schach. So aren't you being mamed the sukkah bedover mekabel tumah? So says the Ramban. No, but here the ilan is only serving as a maisa karka ba'alma. The ilan, the tree, is only the ground level for the sukkah. If you get rid of the tree, what's going to happen? The sukkah will fall down to the ground, and now the ground will be its ground level. So if the mamid, says the Ramban, is only serving as a maisa karka ba'alma, so dal mehochi, we don't care about the maisa karka. You just take that away. It doesn't serve an important purpose, because I don't need this karka. We'll just use the karka below it. So in such a case, even though the item that you're being mamid on top of is not royal eschach, it's not going to passel. But says the Chazon Ish, according to the Ramban, if you're mamed the sukkah with metal, the whole sukkah is made out of metal. It's a metal framed sukkah, let's say, or it's a modular sukkah that's possible for schaf. So you can't say that the sukkah is just doing a maisa karka ba'alma if you take away the walls of the sukkah, so then the whole sukkah disappears. So that's not just mamid de mamid. What do you want to do? You want to say that you have a metal sukkah, you put a piece of wood between the metal and the schaf, that solves the problem. How does that solve the problem? The only way it solves the problem is if the metal is only doing a maisa karka ba'alma and you can take it away and still have a sukkah. But if you can't take the metal away, if you can't take the item that's possible for schach away and still have a sukkah, that's not just a maisa karka ba'alma, so then mamid de mamid is not going to solve any problem. Rabbi Shachter likes to say that the Chazon Ish didn't think mamid b'davar mekabel tumah is a problem to begin with. But he says if you go like the Magen Avraham, that you consider it to be an issue, then the mamid demamid of the Magen Avraham is not going to solve the problem, because that's not what the Ramban is saying. The Magen Avraham, of course, disagrees, but that's the Chazon Ish's opinion. Those who are machmer for the Chazon Ish's opinion are very careful not to put any metal in the sukkah. You can't have screws and other things keeping the walls together, because the screws are keeping the sukkah up. If you take away the screws, then the whole sukkah is going to fall apart. The wood is being, even if you have a wooden sukkah, but the wood is being put together with the screws and the nails. So those who are machmer for the Chazon Ish would say that you can't nail the schach to the wall, and you can't nail the walls together. You can't screw the walls in together or put some kind of metal latches to keep the walls together, because the metal is actually keeping up the sukkah. That's not mamid de mamid of the Ramban. So those who are machmer for the Chazon Ish, they have wooden pegs or wooden screws or something that they make sure that every part of the sukkah that's mamid the sukkah should not be mekabel tumah. It should be gedulei karka, and it should not be mekabel tumah. There is one kula that the Chazon Ish has, and that is that as long as the schach is supported by something which is not mekabel tumah, even if the schach is being kept in place by something that's not kosher for schach, it's still kosher. So like if you have a wooden sukkah made like the Chazon Ish would like you to make it, so even if you tie down the schach with plastic ties or something like that, so the schach is being supported by wood, but to keep the schach in place, if you have a ruach mitzuyah, maybe the schach will blow away. So you tie down the schach with plastic ties, so that the Chazon Ish would say is okay. Because the only problem of being mamid b'davar mekabel tumah is if you support the schach with something which is mekabel tumah or something which is not roy to be used for schach. The Mishnah Berurah argues with the Chazon Ish on this point. Mishnah Berurah says that if you're machmir for the Magen Avraham, that mamid b'davar mekabel tumah is a problem, so then you can't support the schach with something which is mekabel tumah, which is not kosher for schach, and you can't use something that's mekabel tumah or not kosher for schach to keep the schach in place. Whether on the bottom or on the top, you can't have a davar mekabel tumah, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Chazon Ish feels that as long as you don't have something on the bottom, as long as you're not supporting the schach, the davar mekabel tumah, even if you're keeping it in place with the davar mekabel tumah, that's fine. But the Mishnah Berurah is machmir. Mishnah Berurah would be machmir to say that you shouldn't use the plastic ties to keep the schach down, because that's also some kind of mamid. It's not supporting, but it's keeping it in place. That's also called the mamid b'davar hapasul l'schach, and that would be a problem. Now, it's only a problem if the plastic ties are preventing the schach from blowing away beruach mitzuyah. If beruach mitzuyah, the schach can stay in place. It's just if there's a big gust of wind, it'll blow the schach away. So then you can put the plastic tie. You can use the plastic ties because that's not a wind that we consider significant. As long as you don't have a ruach mitzuyah, right? As long as the schach will not be blown away by a ruach mitzuyah, then we assume that the schach is kosher. So, if all you're doing, that you know, it's for your convenience that you want to make sure the schach doesn't blow away by ruach shena mitzuyah. So for that type of tying down of the schach, you would be allowed to use something, even if it's possible for schach, because we don't consider that tie significant. That's just for your convenience. That's not a halachic concept. Me'ikar ad-din, you could sit in a sukkah even if you're mamid b'davar mekabel tumah. Even if you have the metal poles and you put the schach directly on the metal poles. You really could, because technically speaking, the halacha is like the mechaber, the halacha is like the tanakama, that mamid b'davar mekabel tumah is not a problem at all. So you can make a brach on the sukkah if you only have such a sukkah. It's better, certainly, miyos tov al tikori ra, it's better to be machmir for the Magen Avraham if you can. It's not so difficult. If you have a metal a metal frame sukkah, if you have a modular sukkah, just put a piece of wood on top of the sukkah, put a couple of small beams on top of the sukkah, and then you'll put the schach on top of those wooden beams. So that's your Magen Avraham. That's the Mamad according to the Magen Avraham. Some are machmer for the Chazon Ish, but I think the minig is not to be machmer for the Chazon Ish. The minig is to use to assume that the Magen Avraham is correct, even though the reading of the Chazon Ish and the Ramban seems to be a correct reading. But I think the minig is to be makel for the Magen Avraham, because the whole thing is a chumrah ba'alma. So since the whole thing is a chumrah, that's why many are just makel for the Magen Avraham. They add the piece of wood in order to make it mamid demamid lefi the Magen Avraham, and they rely on that. Bizman hazeh, many don't even use bamboo. They use mats. Machtzalos. They use mats, which really are like half pieces of bamboo that are attached together, that are strung together either with the cord or with nylon or with hemp or something. It's much easier to take down and to put up. You just have to roll it up and store it. The question is, are these mats kosher for schach? Sounds like it's only bamboo. Like, what could be the big deal? Well, taka is a big deal because it's not just bamboo, but rather it's a mat. So is a mat any different? So the Mishnah in Sukkah, if you test on Beis, says that machtzeles konim gedola, you have a big machtzeles, a big mat. If asar lishchiva, it's mekabel tuma ve'ein mesakchim ba. If you made it for lying on it, so then it's mekabel tuma. It's a kli, it's mekabel tuma. You can't use it for schach, but if asar lesikuch, if you made it for schach, so then it's not mekabel tumah, and you can use it as schach. So what's the din? The Rishonim have a debate. What's the din if you make it stam? Do we follow the das of the kona or the das of the anshei hamakom where it's made? Whole discussion in the Rishonim. Lemaisa, all the mats made nowadays, mats have been around for many, many decades already. But now, this is a big commercial business. All the mats that are made in China for sukkahs, they're all made with the das. They're going to be used for sikuch. It's not like they're made for some other purpose and then someone is going to co-opt it and use it for schach. So this shaila of the Rishonim, what to do about stam, it doesn't really apply because the das of the kone is for sikuch. The das of the person who's making it, the owner of the mat company, makes it for that purpose as well. So it's made for sikuch. At first glance, it's not mekabel tuma. You should be able to be mesakech bo. So the shaila that they mention is maybe the mat should be psula because of a gzeiras tikra of a roof. What do I mean? So the Mishnah in Sukkah that Yedalad Manal quotes Machlokas Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda. What's the din of mesakchem bin asarim? The din of sikul bin asarim. They use planks of wood to be schach. Right? Planks of wood, are they kosher or are they posel? Are they invalid to be used as schach? What's the case? What are we talking about? It's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara. We paskin like Shmuel that the whole machlokas is talking about nesarim that are between 3 and 4 tefachim wide. 3 and 4 tefachim wide. That's the machlokas Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir. But nesarim that are 4 tefachim wide, that's definitely possible. Those beams, if they're 4 tefachim wide, about 15 inches or so, they're 4 tefachim wide, so they definitely would be possible. Because it's Nira Ketikra. That's what the Gemara says, Lefi Shmuel, understanding the Machlokas Tanur. And that's how we paskin. We say that as long as it's 4 tefachim wide, if the Neser is 4 tefachim wide, then it's going to be a problem. But if it's less than that, if it's between 3 and 4 tefachim, then it's a Machlokas. But the Beis Yosef quotes a Tshuva of the Rashba. Beis Yosef in Tofresh Chavtes Sivches quotes a Tshuva of the Rashba. What happens if you take Nesarim that are less than 4 tefachim, but you attach them to each other? Zok the Rashba, that's also going to be a problem. Because that has the same gzeras tikra. It's viewed as one unit. So even if the Gemara says there's a machlokas tanoim, if the nesarim are less than 4 tefachim, between 3 and 4, but if you attach them together, Zok the Rashba, that might be worse. Because then we look at it as like it's a neser of dalet tefachim, becomes one unit, and then it should be a problem. Rabbi Yoshev wanted to say that maybe based on that we should parcel the mats. Because what is a mat, after all? It's made out of pieces of bamboo that are much less than even gimel tefachim. But you attach them together. So if you attach them together, we should treat it as one unit. If it's treated as one unit, it's like having a neser of like having a beam of more than four tefachim. So maybe that should be a problem because of Gzeiras Tikra based on that Rashba. So others disagree. They quote the Avnei Nezer in Siman Tafayin Gimel says that we're not gozer in machzalaos mishum tikra because they're made in a flimsy way. They're made in a way that that the rain can come through. It's not normal to make a tikra out of such substances. So he says in the machzela in the machzalaos that we have, that he had in his time. That's way before the, you know, the time that the mats became common nowadays. So he says in our mats we're not gozer mishum tikra because there's no chashash of gzeres tikra in our machzalos because the rain can go through. Reb Shlomo Zalman added to this. He said that maybe there's no gzeres tikra because we're not even using beams over here. The case that the Rashba is talking about is that you have some kind of a piece of wood, a beam, but it's just less than four tefachim. But here, what are we using? Bamboo, flimsy bamboo. It says no one makes a tikra out of bamboo. Who's making a tikra out of bamboo? So nochamol, there shouldn't be a gzeiras tikra over here with the mats. So most poskim assume that there is no problem with the mats. I think Rabbi Shechter said Rabbi Yoshev was chozebo also. I think after a while, I think he was makel in the end too. So I think most people say that mats are kosher. The only discussion that they have with mats is how's the bamboo connected? Right, so if it's connected with nylon thread, the nylon thread is not gidul lekarka. It's posel min haTorah. It's like plastic. So if it's not gidul lekarka, then you'll have a problem. Because if the bamboo and the mat can't be supported without these pieces of nylon thread, nylon string, so then you're mamid with the nylon string. So if you're going to be machmir for mamid b'davar makabotum b'davar apostol eslasa, then that should be a problem. So the solution is simple. It's what we described before. If you put pieces of wood on top of your sukkah, then you put the mats on top of the pieces of wood, so you don't really need the string to support the mats. So you don't need the string to support the mats. Maybe that's not called mamid b'davar makabotum. Oh, but you do need the string to keep the mats in place, right? That you still need the string for, because even if a Ruach Metzuyah comes, it'll blow the flimsy pieces of bamboo away. So according to the Mishnah Berura, you still have to be machmer for that. So what's the solution to the problem? So one solution is to put a piece of wood on top of the mat. Some people do that. They have the wood on the bottom to make it mamid de mamid between the sukkah and the schach. Then they put one piece of wood on top of the mat that's strong enough to keep the mat in place that it doesn't blow away by Ruach Metzuyah. And then the mat is totally kosher. It's kosher v'yosher. What's the purpose of the string? I'll tell you what the purpose of the string is. It's easier to roll up and to store that way. So the string helps you in the storage of the mat and the usage of the mat. But halachically, the string's irrelevant because it's being supported. The schach itself is being supported on both sides, being supported, and it's being kept in place by things which are not makabel tuma. So then everything should be okay. The other solution to the problem is that some mat companies don't use nylon string, but rather they use hemp, which is gidule karka. They use hemp, they string it with hemp, goes through the schach. That's gidule karka, so then it's kosher for schach, so then it certainly wouldn't be a problem. And some say that if they use monofilament cord, that means cord that's not made out of multiple filaments, multiple cords that are twined together. If it's twined together, so that has the din of a beged. If it's monofilament cord, it's only one filament, only one. So it might be a psul derabanan because still, since it's made out of something that could be made into the cord, so maybe midrabanan there's a gzeira on that. Maybe that also should be considered a beggar. But if it's only a psul derabanan, so maybe we don't have to be so machmir in terms of mamid bedover makabel tuma midrabanan. Maybe you don't have to be so machmir. But if you use the hemp, it's certainly fine. And even if you want to be machmir for the monofilament cord, you could just put a piece of wood on top, and that certainly should solve that problem. Moving on to some other halachas related to sukkah. And so far, we've covered the first four topics. Now we're going to the first five topics, and now we move to vav. Mishnah in Sukkah on Daf Tes Vav and Aleph talks about hollowing out a sukkah from a pile of hay. Hachodit begodish lasas lo sukkah in a sukkah. You hollow out you have the pile of hay, and then you hollow out the sukkah from the pile of hay. So the Mishnah says it's not a sukkah. Why? Why is that not a sukkah? So the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis says that the pasuk in Chumash reads Chag Asukos Taslecha Tasa Velomina Osi Tasa Velomina Osi, that a sukkah has to be made. It has to be a Maisa Asiya. You have to have an Asiya Sasuka. Asiya Sasuka. It's the name of the shir over here in the Maran Bekomis. Asiya Sasuka. It has to be a Maisa. So if you're just hollowing out the sukkah, that's not a Maisa Asiya. You really have the sukkah. You have the dolphin. You have the defunus. You have the schach. It's just you're taking away the inside. You're not putting up the dolphin, the defunus, and the schach. You're just taking away the inside. And mina also, you have the defunus and the schach memela. That's not called an asiya. That's a psul of tasa velomina asu. So the Gemara Daf Tazayin points out that the psul of tasa velomina asu is only in the schach, not in the defunus. So therefore, as long as you have a tefach of height, b'meshach zayin al zayin, right? You have zayin al zayin, and there's a tefach of height there, so there's a shame ohel on that area. So then, if you hollow out more to make the defonos, meaning you somehow created, you put the schach down in a way that there's a tefach of wall below the schach, and then you're going to hollow out to fill in the rest of the wall, to fill in the rest of the sixth tefachim, that's okay. Because the psul of tasav lomana osa, it's a little hard to conjure up such an image, but that this is the case the Gemara talks about. So the psul of tasav lomana osa is only in the schach, not in the defanus. As long as you had a shame ohel, you had a shame schach, so even if you'll have mina osa in the defanus, then that's going to be kosher. What are some cases, lemaisa of tasav lomana osa, lemaisa? So there are two interesting cases that the poskim have. The Rambam talks about the following situation. Right? When you're making your sukkah, so can you, let's say it's raining outside, can you make the sukkah under an awning or under a roof? And then you'll open up the awning after the sukkah is finished. So you're sort of making the sukkah bipsul, and then you're opening up the awning, and memela, the sukkah is there. Let's say you make the sukkah out in the open, not under an awning, not under a roof. But then you're afraid it's going to rain over sukkahs, so you're going to cover over the sukkah. So maybe that should be a psul also, because when you uncover the sukkah, that's not a tasa, there's no asiya. So maybe the psul of tasa of alumina asiya should apply there too. So the Ramah in Simen Tov Reish Chav Vav Siv Gimel writes that it's mutter to make a sukkah tachas agag that's asiya liftoach, and a roof that can be opened. You can make the sukkah underneath it. That's not tasa velomina asi. And the Rambam also says that one is allowed to close the roof on top of the sukkah. He says this is not tasa velomina asi. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Bach is machmir. The Bach says that before you make the sukkah, you have to have the roof open. You can't make the sukkah when it's raining. But the Bach is willing to concede that as long as the sukkah was made in the open, not under a roof, then you can close the roof over the sukkah. That's not mina osi. The Bach holds that the tchilas asiyas haschach has to be with a tasa. When you first make the schach, you need a ma'is asiya. So tasa v'lo mina osi would be a psul then. But once the sukkah is made, just closing it over with the roof, that's not such a problem. That's not a problem. That would still be kosher. And the Ramah says that when you open up the roof, when you made the sukkah under the roof, now you open up the roof, that's your asiya. That is your asiya, that's your maisa. You don't have to do an asiya in the schach itself. When you open up the roof, that's your asiya, and that's sufficient. That's sufficient. So it's better to be machmer for the Bach, better to make the sukkah, you know, out under the sky, not underneath the roof. So even according to the Bach, there'll be an asiya. This is one interesting shaila and poskim related to tasa v'lomina asi. The Ramah has a different halacha related to tasa v'lomina asi. At the end of Tofresh Lamed Hay, Ramah says that you shouldn't make the schach before you make the walls. Schach before the walls? How can you do that? You don't have any walls, the schach is not going to stand. So let's say you have a metal frame. Put up your metal frame, but the metal frame is not called a wall. Right? It's not lovud. There's a bigger airspace than three tfachim in the middle of the metal frame. So can you put up the schach first? it's a lot easier to put up the schach before you put the walls up. If you put the walls up first, then you have to put the schach over from the side. But if you put the schach, if you didn't put up the walls yet, you could just walk into the sukkah. So the Ramah says that you have to put up the schach after the walls. You have to first put up the walls and then the schach. The Mishnah Berurah says that the schach has to be made l'shem tzel. That the shem oel has to be chal when you put the schach on. The shem oel is only shayach if you have an oel on top of the funnis. Stam an oel, stam a schach on top of nothing, on top of open airspace, that's not an oel, it's not a schach. So therefore you have to put up the walls first. If not, it'll be tasev v'lomina asay. The schach will be made after the walls are up, but you're not putting down the schach. So that would be a psul. So you have to put up the walls first before you put up the schach. The Mishnah Berurah is very machmi. Says some achronim hold that they would be possible by the eved. Not everyone agrees. Some say it would be possible by the eved. So it's important to keep in mind that the walls have to be made first, and then you can put up the schach. What's the halacha of a canvas sukkah? Walls that are not made out of wood or some solid material. Canvas, stenim, some kind of sheets, something like that. So the Gemara in Sukkah on the Chav Dalet and Bey says that kol mechitza she'eni yechol olamad beruach metzuya ena mechitza. Any mechitza that can't stand beruach metzuya in a normal wind, that's not called a mechitza. What does that mean? So the Shara Tzion in Siman Tov Reish Lamed, Sivkot Mem Hei, Shara Tzion says that he thinks that from Rashi in that sugya, you get the impression, Rashi holds, even if the Ruach Metzuyah can move the wall a little bit, a wooden wall can't be moved by the wind. But let's say you have a wall made out of stenim, some kind of canvas or sheets or some kind of material like that, so then the wall can billow in the wind. So Rashi's Lashon is, Kol Sheha Ruach Molicha Umevia. If the ruach is molicha umeviyah, if it causes the wall to move this way and that way, then it's going to be possible. Then it's command lesed. I mean, the wall doesn't exist then. So the Shara Tzion says, he thinks according to Rashi, you should have to be machmer, that the wall can't move. If the wall moves, so then it's going to be possible. The Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish here is mekel. The Chazon Ish in Simen Ayin Zayin Osvav says he thinks Rashi means something different. That Eni Chol Olam Baruch Metzuyah means that the wall is going to move enough, it's going to move three tfachim from its original location. So three tfachim is a sheer lover. If it moves more than three tfachim, then it's not connected to the rest of the wall. So that's the problem. It's mevatel the shem kosel if it moves. Only if it moves three tfachim, so then it's mevatel the shem kosel, then that would be a sukkah psula. Then the wall is puzzle. But if it moves just a little bit, half a tefach, even two tfachim, the Chazon Ish would say, that's no problem, even lefi Rashi. A big cooler from the Chazon Ish that the wall can billow a little bit, it can move. It can't billow. I guess billowing, you know, just the word sounds like it's three tfachim. But certainly it can move a little bit and that wouldn't be a problem at all. The Shulchan Aruch adds another wrinkle. The Shulchan Aruch in Tov Reish Lamed Sif Yud quotes Rabbeinu Peretz, who has a chumra. He says, you shouldn't make the defunus of the sukkah out of stenim, out of canvas, or out of sheets or some material like that, even if you tie them down tightly. Even if you tie them down tightly. I mean, you would imagine, even according to the Chazon Ish, as long as you tie them down tightly, what could be the problem? Then it's not going to billow enough. It's not going to billow the three tefachim. Or maybe even according to Rashi, maybe it won't move at all. It's just going to stay stationary. So maybe that should be okay. Zabar Rabbeinu Peretz, no. Dilma mintaki v'lava daite. Maybe it'll break free from the ropes, from what you tie it down with, you won't realize it, and then the wall's going to move, either according to the Shara Tzion's interpretation of Rashi, it'll move a little bit, according to the Chazon Ish, it'll move the three tefachim, and then it'll become possible, then the wall will become possible. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens that you shouldn't use stenim, you shouldn't use these sheets, or the canvas, or whatever, even if you tie it down tightly, because we're afraid that it'll move Beruach Metzuyah, and Kol Mechitza, Shein Yechol Olam, Beruach Metzuyah is not a Mechitza. Says the Shulchan Aruch, is there any way to be matir a sukkah that's made out of canvas, that's made out of the sheets? It says, yes, there's one way. If you make konim, you put up konim, pochos megimel tfachim. Put sticks, or for our purposes, put it like a piece of string. Put a piece of string around less than three tfachim. Let's say you put three pieces of string. Right? The Mishnah says that every material is kosher for the funnis. You can make the funnis of the sukkah out of any material, not just gidule karka and davar shenei mekabel tumah. You can make it out of anything. Anything. Right? So the discussion in the Gemara of whether you can, you know, you can lean the sukkah, leaning the sukkah on something which is mekabel tumah, that whole discussion, so if you say that that's possible, so how can you actually, you know, what's the case? So some of the cases, the Mefarshim talk about that, some of the cases that the Mishnah presents, we're assuming that you'll have a frame, right? That you'll have some kind of frame outside of this metal, right? You'll have a frame that's holding on to the schach, right? You'll have some kind of a frame that's holding on to the schach that's not going to be mekabel tumah. You can have all different kinds of frames, but the fact is that the metal frame is kosher to be a dofen as long as it's not supporting the schach. If you're going to be machmer for mamed schach b'dav mekabel tumah, so then the metal frame can't be mamed schach. So what exactly should you do? So the Magen Avraham talks about his trick, but the Gemara would be assuming that the way that you could set up the sukkah is you'll have your wall made out of metal, but the metal is not going to be mamed schach. You'll have some kind of a frame outside of the metal, some kind of a wood that will hold up the schach. But then you'll have metal serving as the actual dofen. So here too, if you have the string less than three tvachim, you have one string, let's say at 2.9 tvachim, and another string at 2.9, another string at 2.9, another string at 2.9. So then, because there's lavud, you'll have mechitzas of 10 tvachim. So even if your mechitz, even if what you think are the mechitzas of the sukkah made out of stein or they're made out of canvas, the sukkah is going to be ksheira because you think that the mechitzas are made out of canvas, but they're really not. The canvas is just there for tznius ba'alma. The real mechitzas, the real defanos of that sukkah are the strings, those little strings. The strings are not moving. The strings are staying right where they are. They can't move. There's no way. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that even if you'll be machmer to assume that we can't use canvas and use stinim, tie down the stinim very tightly, you still can't use them for the mechitzah because we're afraid that they might become dislodged. But as long as you put up the kanim, pachas pachas, me gimel tvachim, put up the strings less than gimel tvachim, so then it's going to be kosher. Of course, you just have to be careful to put up those strings before you put up the schach. Because if you put up, sometimes, you know, you hear of this halacha, this trick, the person goes home and his parents already made the canvas sukkah, put up the metal, they put up the canvas, they put up the schach, and then the Talmud will come home and he'll tell his parents, you know, I have a trick, this might be a problem, the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch is machmer, so let's put up the string. Oh, but the problem is, if you put up the string after the schach is already put up, that's tasev lamana asli. So that could be a problem. So if you put up the string, then you have to shake the schach, you have to pick up the schach and put it back down, so there's a new asiya in the schach. I heard once Rabbi Schechter suggested that if the canvas is made with grommets, you have these metal circles that like protect the holes of the canvas. So he thinks then it should be mutter. You can use the, it should be kosher to make the sukkah out of canvas. You'll tie down the canvas very tightly and then it can't become dislodged. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case where you're tying down the stinim, you're making holes in the sheets and you're tying them down with string and it can rip. If the wind blows, then it'll rip the sheet. So it could rip and then it'll billow. But Rabbi Schechter wanted to suggest, this is what I heard, I didn't check this with him, but I heard Bishmo that he said that if you have metal grommets on the canvas, then he thinks that should be okay, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, because then there's no chashash. And others have pointed out, nowadays, they don't even tie down the string, you know, in a classical way, with knotting the string. They have Velcro. There's Velcro on the canvas. The Velcro is very strong. They use it in space, no? So like the Velcro is very strong. It's not going anywhere. If you have a good Velcro tie to the canvas, maybe there's more room to be maker with the canvas sukkahs. It shouldn't billow too much, right? It shouldn't billow. You know, if you make it for the Chazon Ish, it can billow a little bit as long as it's not going to billow three tefachim and it's tied down with Velcro. It shouldn't be a problem. Even according to Rashi, as long as it's tied down with the Velcro and it's not really moving, then the chora one can be maker. This is a big nafkamina for sukkahs that you have, you know, in restaurants and different. They're often made out of canvas. You know, sometimes you'll come to a restaurant and they made the walls of the sukkah out of like a plastic tablecloth. And you see the plastic is just like flowing in the wind. So that's a big problem. That sukkah can't be kosher. But if it's made out of canvas, made out of a canvas material, and it's velcroed tightly. Chora, there's room to be mekel, to be able to make a bracha of leisha basukah in such a sukkah. The Mishnah Davtes quotes the machlokas beishami beisilo. What's the halacha of a sukkah yishana? If you have an old sukkah, what's an old sukkah? A sukkah that's not made within 30 days of the Yom Tov, made more than 30 days before the Yom Tov, and it wasn't made expressly l'shem sukkah. If you made it l'shem, it's a sukkah, even if it's made mitchilas hashana, then it's kosher. But if you made it more than 30 days before, so it's not stama l'shma, more than 30 days before the Yom Tov, and you didn't have kavan l'shem mitzvah sukkah, you made some kind of a structure to sit in, what's the din? Beis Shammai says that it's pasul, and Beis Hillel says that it's kosher. Why does Beis Shammai pasul? So the Gemara says Beis Shammai holds that the sukkah has to be made l'shma. Chag ha-sukkos tas l'choshev asyamim l'cho l'shem chovcha. It has to be made l'shma. And Beis Hillel holds, no, l'cho l'me'ute gzula. Famous drasha. A lot of lumdus about that drasha. And Tosfos there. Not for now. But Beis Hillel says l'cho l'me'ute gzula. There's no need for the l'shma. That's sukkah yeshana, machlokas beishan beisil. Then there's another case, a corollary of that, that's called sukkas ganvach. Sukkas ganvach is a gemara daf chesam et beizin sukkah. That's an abbreviation for goyim, noshim, behema, and kusim. Sukkas ganvach. There are actually two cases, ganvach and rakvash. Sukkas ganvach is these examples that we just gave. So the gemara says sukkas ganvach is kosher. It was made, Pashup Shad is, it was made l'shem goyim, or l'shem noshim, l'shem a behema, for a behema to... It wasn't made l'shem mitzvah. These people are not b'nei chiyuv in the mitzvah of sukkah. So as long as it was made l'shem tzel sukkah, the Gemara says that it's kosher. La'afuke what? La'afuke, if it was made l'shem tznius ba'alma, wasn't made l'shem tzel sukkah, not for the shade, just for tznius, that people shouldn't be able to see in. Or l'shem lodeba kol hashana. You made it to be there for the whole year, not l'shem... L'shem tzel, and not l'shem sukkah. You made it to be there for the whole year. That doesn't have a shem sukkah. It's not temporary. It was made for the whole year. Beis Shammai obviously hold that sukkah's ganvach must be psula, because Beis Shammai assume that a sukkah has to be made l'shma. Sukkah's ganvach is not l'shma. It's made for people that are not chayv in the mitzvah, so it's not made l'shma. But Beis Hillel would say that sukkah's ganvach is ksher. Tosfos on Daf Tes adds a caveat to Beis Hillel Shita. We think Beis Hillel holds a sukkah yeshana is kosher, and sukkah's ganvach is kosher, and there's nothing to add to that. The Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi, says no. Even though Beis Hillel says sukkah yeshana is kosher, but tzorech lechadesh badover, you have to be mechadesh something in the sukkah. What does that mean? So he explains that it means either tefach al tefach, one square tefach, or mashu al pnei kula, or a little bit, very something very thin, al pnei kula, going from one side of the sukkah to the other. That's, you have to be mechadesh a little bit in the schach. So either put down a tefach al tefach al schach, or mashu al pnei kula, or shake that part of the schach. You pick up the schach and put it down. If there's ninua is like being mechadesh b'davar. What kind of a halacha is this? So some posts can actually say that it's ma'akev even b'di'evet according to Beis Hillel, but the Ran and many mefarshim, many rishonim assume that it's a din l'chatchila. What's the l'chatchila? So the Ran explains that tzarech l'chadesh b'davar is that you have to make a heker. Beis Hillel agrees, even if technically me'ikar adin, a sukkah yishana is k'sheira, but we want to make a heker so that people won't come to make a sukkah mitchila l'shem dira kol hashana. Make a sukkah to be in the entire year with the schach, you know, the funnest with the schach and everything, to be there, then to use the whole year, that doesn't have a shem sukkah. It has to be somewhat of a temporary structure. So because we're afraid that people might make the sukkah al shem adira of kol hashana kula, so Beis Hillel agrees that you should be mechadesh b'davar, mechadesh something, so people realize that you can't make a sukkah l'shem dira of kol hashana kula. So it's almost like a gezeirah d'rabbanan, it would seem. Some kind of gezeirah. So l'chatchila, one has to be mechadesh b'davar. That's how the Ran learns. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, what should emerge is that if Beis Hillel requires Chidush Badavar in Sukkah Yishana, then he should require L'chadesh Badavar in Sukkah's Ganvach as well, because Sukkah's Ganvach and Sukkah Yishana are the same. They're the same halacha, basically. It's a Sukkah that wasn't made L'shma. So according to Beis Hillel, Sukkos Ganvach would have to be, you'd have to be Mechanish Badavar and Sukkos Ganvach as well. So this is a big nafkamina. Say a person lives in an apartment building and the superintendent, the non-Jewish superintendent, is putting up the sukkah. Or even if a person doesn't live in an apartment building, if he lives in a home and a child who's a katan is putting up the sukkah. So the katan can't have a kavan lishma, and the guy can't have a kavan lishma. So if Beis Hillel holds that if you make a sukkah, if a sukkah yeshana is made, it was made shalol lishma, you have to be mechanish badavar, to the mistama in a sukkah's ganvach, you'd have to be mechanish badavar too. So the balabas, so some gadol should have to, should pick up some of the sukkah and put it down. If the super or a katan made the sukkah, so then a gadol should do a little nanua. He should shake a little bit of the sukkah, pick it up and put it down, and that will be machshir the sukkah's ganvach. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about avir and schach posel, what that does in a sukkah. This is the ninth section of the Maram Kamas. So the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph in sukkah says that schach posel passels if it's dalet fach. If you have schach posel, you have metal poles in the middle of your sukkah. Middle of the sukkah, be'emtza. So it'll passel the sukkah. But when is it passel? Only if it's dalet tfachim. Four tfachim worth of sach passel in one spot. That passel the sukkah. And the Shulchan Aruch passes this way in Siman Tofresh Lamed Beis Sifal. What does that mean? So the way the poskim explain, the way the Gemara is talking, is that if you have a sukkah that's a small sukkah, and now you have sach passel in the middle of the sukkah, so let's say your sukkah was 10 tfachim, 11 tfachim wide. Right? It was 11 by 11, 12 by 12. But now you have four tfachim of schach posel in the middle. Right? Or let's say even better, let's say you had, I don't know, a 14 tfachim sukkah, but there are four tfachim of schach posel in the middle. So first guys, you say, what could be the problem? I have a sukkah that's 10 tfachim by 10 tfachim. So it's more than Zion al Zion, so what could be the problem? Oh, the problem is, because if you have schach posel, if it's four tfachim of posel the sukkah, that means it splits the sukkah in two. So really, then, you only have a sukkah of five tfachim by five tfachim on each side. We don't look at it as though you have the full sukkah. So the schach posel passels bedalet tfachim. That's if the schach posel is holich al pnei kula. If it's not holich al pnei kula, it also passels. So most poskim assume that it'll passel. I never got a clarkite in this, but the poskim seem to say that if it's dalet tfachim by dalet tfachim, you have a mokum that's dalet tfachim by dalet tfachim, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it could be Dalet Tfachim by Gimel Tfachim. Dalet Tfachim is a Shir Choshev, so if it's Dalet al Dalet or Dalet by Gimel, according to the Mishnah Berurah, so that will pass. It doesn't have to be Al Pnei Kula. If it's not Al Pnei Kula, it's not going to split the whole Sukkah, but it'll be Schach Pasel. So it'll pass. So obviously, if you have Schach Pasel, it passes and you can't sit underneath it. But if you have less than Dalet Tfachim of Schach Pasel, less than Dalet Tfachim of Schach Pasel, and according to Mishnah Berurah, less than Gimel Tfachim of Schach Pasel, so then it doesn't passel the Sukkah. And not only does it not passel the Sukkah, you can sit underneath the Schach Pasel. It's bottled to the rest of the Schach, and you can sit underneath it. There's a little bit of a discussion about the decorations of the Sukkah. The Ramah says that one should be careful not to hang the decorations of the Sukkah lower than four tfachim below the schach. If it's within four tfachim of the schach, we assume that it's just batal to the schach. But if it's hanging four tfachim or more below the schach, then it's an independent unit. So the Ramah says that you shouldn't hang any schach lower than four tfachim. Sometimes there are different decorations, streamers and other things, right? People will sometimes hang things four tfachim below the schach. So the Ramah says you shouldn't do that. So why not? Because the problem is, Mishnah Berurah explains that we're afraid that maybe you'll have schach posel in one spot. If you hang it more than four tfachim below, you'll have the dalet tfachim by dalet tfachim, or dalet tfachim by gimel tfachim in one spot, and then you'll have schach posel that you can't sit underneath it. People might make a mistake. So you really should never hang any decorations. Decorations are schach posel. They're not gidule karka. Let's assume that they're not gidule karka. If they are gidule karka, then they're not decorations. They're part of the sukkah. But if they're not gidule karka, then that will be schach posel. So you should be careful not to hang any decorations more than four tfachim or more below the schach, because that might cause a psul. Then you'll have schach posel of dalet tfachim, which can create a psul, and you're not going to be able to sit underneath that schach. But if you have less than dalet or gimel tfachim, So then the schach is not possible, and it's even mutter to sit underneath it, even though technically the schach is possible. It's not something that could be used as schach, but it's not viewed as schach possible because it's lacking in the shear. But the Gemara says, avir, airspace only passels begimel tfach. Airspace passels with three tfachim. If you have less than three tfachim of airspace, then it's kosher, because it's kalava dummy. Kisasum dummy, you have a din of lava, it's kisasum dummy, doesn't pass. But the chumr of avir is that even if you have less than three tfachim now, you have lava, it's not going to passel, but you can't sit underneath the airspace. You can't sit on, that's the difference. The difference is that if you don't have the shear of schach pasel, then you can even sit underneath the schach pasel. But if you don't have the shear of aver pasel, you still can't sit underneath the aver pasel. So the question is, my shna zemi zem. What's the difference between aver and schach pasel? They're both not pasel in the shear that you're talking about. So Zokta Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud, there in Simen Tov Rei Shlamid Beis, Mishnah Berurah says the difference is that aver is nicker. The hefzik is nicker more in the aver. If you have schach pasel, so it's like all one unit. If it's less than four tefachim, it's not so nicker anymore. Everything is solid. But if you have airspace, the airspace is more nicker. So that's why you can't even sit underneath the airspace. So frek the rush, if you can't sit underneath the airspace that's less than three tefachim, it's kesasim dummy, but you can't sit underneath it. It won't pass, so it won't split the sukkah in two, but you can't sit underneath it. So heichan matzino, how can anyone sit in a sukkah? There's always airspace in a sukkah. Unless it's me'uva kimin bias, which might be a puzzle in and of itself, right? Unless it's so thick that there's no airspace, but most sukkahs have a little bit of airspace. So how can you sit underneath the airspace, the Rosh answers? The Rosh answers, and the Ramah quotes it, l'halocha, there in Sibbeis, the Rosh says, no, avir only puzzles if it's avir al pnei kula. You have avir going from one side to the other of the sukkah, that's a hefsik nicker. That's going to puzzle. But if it's not going al pnei kula, So then it's not going to be a problem. So what should you do? Rabbi Shachter quoted from Rav David Feinstein that the trick is that when you make a sukkah, you should put a piece of bamboo, a piece of schach, perpendicular to the regular schach. And then you'll be sure that you'll never have an avir al pnei kula. That's the simple solution to the problem. Right? So if you're making a sukkah out of a modular sukkah or something, it's not wood, you have metal, a metal frame. So first of all, put pieces of wood on top so that you have mamed the mamed of the schach. Right? Then you could put your schach down. Maybe you could even put your mats down. Put your piece of wood on top of the mat. That solves the problem that it's being held in place with the wood. So not only is it solving that problem that it's being held in place with the wood, but the wood will also solve another problem if it's perpendicular. So now you won't have a psul of avra al pnei kula, and the sukkah will be totally kosher. There's one final halacha in schach pasel, and that's called dofen akuma, a crooked wall. We said that schach pasel pasel bedalat tfachim, but that's only be'emtza. But if it's minatzad, then there's a big kula, big kula. Right? Minatzad, let's say you put schach pasel on the side of your sukkah. Right? Some people draw pictures in the Gemara, like they have stinim on the outside of the schach, and then they have schach kosher on the inside. I'll give you a simple case. Let's say there's an overhang, some kind of an overhang from your awning, a metal overhang from the house. So that's also schach pasel. That's overhanging the sukkah. So on the edge of your sukkah, you have schach pasel. So how big can the overhang be that it shouldn't pasel? So the rule is that be'emtza schach pasel pasels bedalit vachim. But minatzad schach pasel only pasels bedalit ames. Bedalit ames. Even if it's more than dalit vachim, it won't pasel the sukkah. Why? Because we assume that it's a dofen akuma, that the dofen is crooked. Dofen goes up and then it's crooked to the schach kosher. Now you can't sit under that schach because you can't sit under the wool. You have to sit under schach, but it won't passel the sukkah either. Even if you have five tfachim of this overhang, it's a dofen akuma, it's part of the wool, so then it'll be kosher as long as you sit underneath the schach. Okay, that's a further kula if the schach passel is minatzad. Al Pirov, in most circumstances, the overhangs that you have are not even going to be four tefachim. Four tefachim is quite large. You're talking about... No. The overhang is not even going to be four tefachim. So if it's not even four tefachim, you can even sit under the overhang. Right? If it's less than... If it's only three tefachim, then you can sit under the overhang. If it's more than four tefachim, so then it will passel. You won't be able to sit under it, but it won't passel the sukkah because there'll be a tziruf between the walls that are akum... between that wall that's Akum and the other walls and the schach in the middle of the sukkah. Okay, just one final comment about Kedushas HaSukkah. The Gemara and Avtes darshin some Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yamim Lashem that Kashem Shechal Shem Shemayim Al HaChagiga Kachal Shem Shemayim Al HaSukkah. That Korbanos have a Kedusha, so Sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah, so it also has a Kedusha. You're not allowed to use the Sukkah for your own purposes. There's a machlokas, the Rosh and the Rambam there, whether this halacha of the Sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah, and you're not allowed to be nena from Atzei Sukkah, does that apply only to the Atzei Schach, or does it apply to the Atzei Defonis as well? Reb Chaim in his Sefer has a very beautiful piece explaining this machlokas, not for now, but look it up. I think it's the shortest Reb Chaim in the Sefer. It's one small paragraph. It's a beautiful piece. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch like the Rambam that this halacha, that Atzei Sukkah, Asurim Kol Shiva, applies even to Defonis, not just to the Schach, but to the Defonis as well. So you're not allowed to use the Defonis. You can't take a dofin away. Once it's hooked to the mitzvah, so you can't take a piece of the dofin away, or you can't take a piece of the Schach. Like, let's say you had a piece of bamboo and you wanted to use the bamboo, I don't know, for firewood, for your barbecue, or you wanted to use it as a baseball bat, or whatever. You can't take it away from the mitzvah to use it for your own purposes on the Yom Tov. But as long as you're not mevatel the schach or the funas from the mitzvah, so then it's mutter to be nene. That's why the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Siman Tov Resh Lamed Ches of Katan Dalet B'Shem Detaz that one is allowed to lean chairs on the walls of the sukkah. That's okay, because you're not mevatel the walls mi mitzvah sam by leaning the chairs. You're still using the sukkah. You can sit in the sukkah in exactly the same way, even if chairs are leaning on the side of the walls, so even though you are being nene from the wall, they're supporting the chairs, but that's not a problem. The problem is that the sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah, so it's designated for the mitzvah, so you can't be mevatel the atzei sukkah from the mitzvah. So as long as you're not mevatel the atzei sukkah from the mitzvah, even if you're nene from the walls, you're nene from the sukkah, that's okay. We've basically spoken a lot about asiyas hasukkah. We haven't spoken about yeshivas hasukkah. Yeshivas hasukkah is its own topic, not for now. But at first glance, you'd think that everything we've been speaking about is not the mitzvah of sukkah. It's just a hechsher ba'alma. Right? The asiyas hasukkah is just a hechsher ba'alma to get to the mitzvah itself. But the Netziv in his Hamek Sha'ola, we have in the last section over here, the Netziv in Hamek Sha'ola points out that even though asiyas hasukkah is really just a hechsher mitzvah, but it's what's called a Hechsher Mitzvah HaKosav Torah. It's a Hechsher Mitzvah that's written in the Torah. So for certain halachas, it has a din of a mitzvah mamish. A nafkamina, specifically when it comes to the sukkah, the mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. It's better for the person to do the mitzvah himself than to have a shliach do the mitzvah. So it's appropriate. A person should try to be involved in the building of the sukkah in some way. He can have other people helping him. He can have his children helping him, other people helping him. But mitzvah bo, it's better to be involved. This Hechsher Mitzvah, since it's written in the Torah itself, Chag HaSukkos Tasalecha, so there's a mitzvah for a person to be involved in the process itself, that he should make his own sukkah. So he should be involved in the process to make, the sukkah can be a big shir, but at least within the shir of the sukkah of Zion al Zion, the person himself should be involved to try to do this Hechsher Mitzvah in preparation for the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah.